We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Mornings 9 to 10 on WBNW, 1120 AM and 102.9 FM, the Money Matters Radio Network.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right. We are starting out another Monday, and I hope it's as beautiful where you are as it is where I am. And it certainly starts the day off with an optimistic attitude. Nice to have you with us. I appreciate each and every listener. And later on in the show, stick around. I think this is it's an important interview for a lot of people. I don't wish I were going for interviews for jobs. I mean, I've never done that. I have done it a couple of times in my life, but I will tell you, all the advice that you'll get from Vicki Oliver. She's a leading career development expert and the multi best-selling author of 5 books, including 300 Smart Answers to Tough Interview Questions, will be joining us specifically on that subject when she addresses 10 red flags to watch for when interviewing job candidates. You won't want to miss it. I don't want to sound brazen or arrogant. I mean, all of them, bang, 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 bang. I mean, they're all probably in my top 10. And I guess I've been around so long that I sometimes just overlook the fact that a lot of people, especially in today's society, are just unaware of what I would consider basic behavior. But so be it. Stick around. You'll learn whether you're actually interviewing someone or going in for an interview. So the book is for everyone who feels they're going to be in the job market. Well, as they say, the beat goes on. The beat goes on and on and on and on and on with Mueller. This fight going on within party confines about special investigators and the deals coming up here, being reached. I don't want Trump testifying with Robert Mueller or anybody else. And over the weekend, the story has been developing. Of course, it started the end of last week. Reports that an FBI informant who has been involved in allegedly involved in Trump's campaign, and the president is calling on the agency to investigate itself, the Justice Department. How dare the president of the United States make such an unreasonable request? He's been sending out tweets. Yeah, I know a lot of them. And he said he will officially call for an investigation to determine the extent of the FBI's infiltration into his campaign and where the order originated. And, of course, the far left is crying. They're saying he's desperate in his situation. I must be missing something. I see this as the most legitimate way to go. There are moles, maybe more than one. There are leaks that are just rampant that are trying to be squashed by the likes of Kelly. Kelly and Conway and John Bolton, when he has some time, get those people the hell out of there. But it's just, it's like trying to get rid of ants. You have to continually have people come and spray and exterminate those pests, termites. And we do it every spring. It's the same here. Every new administration has to do it. I don't understand why there wasn't a clean slate of Obama supporters all fired, because Obama, I believe, is at the head of this criminal. I mean, I say this for anybody who says, well, he doesn't have any doubt. In my own mind, I don't. But I say this for purposes of giving Obama just a little hole to squeak through. I mean, everything I saw him do for 8 years is the antithesis of what would be best for this country. So what other conclusion can I come from? Can I come up with? So I make the I will assert that Obama and Hillary are at the top of this massive scheme, and they've done something that not even close dwarfs Watergate. You know, Watergate was the case of a couple of stupid people on a break-in they never should have done without Nixon knowing about it. And then Nixon made the great mistake and covered up. Well, at that particular point, that stood out. It was a big mistake. I mean, today, it's really nothing with the crime, with the rampant crime we see, is it? And people say, I did like the job Nixon did. And I'm not exonerating Nixon for what happened. You can't lie. And you can't lie under oath. And that makes me wonder why Bill Clinton is going around giving talks around the country. That low-life trailer trash scumbag is going around the country giving talks about on his memoirs. And you know what he's doing? He's got a basic charge for people coming just to listen to him spew a bunch of you-know-what, $1,500 a person. Outrageous doesn't describe this. And yet you got Donald Trump, the sitting president of the United States of America, who has done more in office in spite of all the adversities than any other president in my lifetime. He's done more than Reagan. He's just not the nice guy Reagan was. He's done more than Ronald Reagan. And here he is being victimized day after day after day after day. Trump said he's going to do everything possible officially so that the department, to look into whether the Department of Justice or the FBI infiltrated and surveilled the Trump campaign for political purposes. And if any such demands or requests were made by people within the Obama administration, that would lead to the very top. There's no doubt about it. And we're looking at, as part of this whole investigation, of course, separate from the spy infiltrator, is all these other activities that went into this. I mean, I just love the one about Donald Trump meeting with Loretta Lynch on the tarmac. I mean, Bill Clinton meeting with Loretta Lynch on the tarmac, talking about grandchildren and golf and playing mahjong. Loretta Lynch should be behind bars. She's part of this. And why Bill Clinton, you know, the Clintons, as shrewd as they are, exhibit such a high degree of stupidity. Now, projection is assigning the attributes of oneself into other people's minds. So I project. I'm Bill Clinton. I want to stop an investigation. There are cameras. I said to my wife last night, you know, they're showing this happening on the street, that rape, that mugging, that rape. Cameras everywhere. Some of it's good, some of it's bad. It's like a Big Brother society. I'd be afraid to do, I don't have any intention of doing anything, but I would be afraid to do anything anywhere outside of my own house. And then I'd have to think of my own house being bugged. But why would they bug it? And I'm not fearful of anything other than what I say on the show, and I'm not fearful of that. Why would Bill Clinton, when I talk about the stupidity of Hillary talking about the deplorables, and Bill Clinton on the tarmac meeting with Loretta Lynch, which means there's a chance a camera or an individual, and thank God for that reporter who spotted it, are going to see them. And then to see them try to lie their way out of it. Oh, I could strangle them. But it doesn't matter. There he is, the hero to so many nitwits in this country. It's absolutely hard to believe. And here's Donald Trump, a buffoon in many ways, who just marches ahead, accomplishes one thing after another, continues to accomplish these things, and he's maligned and hated beyond belief. I was just saying the other day, and I'll use the expression, God forbid. I mean, you saw what happened on his golf course. If Donald Trump were ever assassinated or shot, I am kidding you not, there would be major, major celebrations going on in the United States and every city. Think of that. That's what we're dealing with in this country. That's the issue we're dealing with. And how to fight it? You know, we let a lot of other things go. And now it's opioids. You know, how do we fight it? I mean, how do you stop this? It's another train wreck. Keep in there, President Trump. There's not a whole lot I can do for you, but I'm trying. And it's not for you, it's for the country. All right, we're coming back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-480-1941 and use promo code STU. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. 800-480-1941 and use promo code STU. Don't delay. Order now.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high net worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer or did you buy a new one?
No, Icon Geeks on site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks on site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks on site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Biz Talk Radio. The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
Hello, this is Ann Coulter, author of 10 New York Times bestsellers, most recently Never Talk to a Liberal Over 3, and I just finished a great interview with Stu Taylor.
All right, we are back talking about the special investigation Trump wants, and they're just howling and accusing him of heresy, of every crime you can imagine, because Trump has requested that. And there are threats from the head of the FBI, Chris Wray, that if they can't protect the rights of people, which they haven't, I mean, they've done just the opposite, he's going to resign. Well, you know what? You with your slick haircut and your fake smile, why don't you just resign too? My goodness, why isn't this obvious to everybody out there? Just why, except those who are in on it? And I don't know, I'm not coming up with a conspiracy theory. I don't think the people of the United States are in on anything. I think they're either smart like I am in this case, not without hesitation, or in many cases, I was going to say retribution, but the retribution would come from others who would smash their windows. It wouldn't come from the government, because the government is going to waste their time going after, you know, each individual person like they do in Russia or Iran. I mean, that's a different environment. But we're on the way to getting there, I'll tell you. We're on the way. So Trump is demanding that the Department of Justice take a look into what's going on. And the demand was made after media reports that identified, and we finally have an identification, who could be the FBI informant, a Cambridge professor named Stephen Halper, 73, as the FBI informant who reportedly met with several members of the Trump campaign in the summer of 2016. You know, he's an analyst and a veteran of many Republican administrations, which always makes this a little confusing. But, hey, Trump was a lifelong Democrat. He's been nothing but a hard right-wing Republican president. I love it. And then you look at some of these people in government who were Republicans. It works on both sides. And then suddenly they change their perspective and they get lured. They get sucked in. So I listen, we're waiting to see what happens here, but this guy Halper requested a meeting in London, and the Trump campaign had George Papadopoulos, who accepted, and then way back, I don't know when, Halper asked if he knew anything about the hacking emails from Russia. So this whole thing has become a tremendous mess, and the plot, as they say, the plot thickens every single day. Papadopoulos became the subject of a special counsel of Robert Mueller's investigation into Russian meddling. Look at how many lives Mueller has ruined. Back to his days as a prosecuting attorney, even here in Boston. Check this guy out. He's a bad guy. He's a bad guy. What can I tell you? So you've got all kinds of things going on at the Justice Department, threats of resignation. You've got things going on with the FBI, threats of resignation. And there's a lot of evidence. Apparently, it's overwhelming. Of course, I'm not holding any of these documents, but there's a lot of evidence with the FBI against them. And I'll tell you who's doing a great job in this investigation. You don't hear his name very much, but it's Mark Meadows, the Republican senator. And hats off to Meadows. I put him in that column of four or five Republicans for whom I have respect for. He tweeted that the Department of Justice can't be trusted to investigate themselves. Congress needs the documents, and we don't want anything being... Why go through a lot of this testifying without the documents and the proof in front of you? America, you know, and it's classified information we should not be entitled to. I don't think anybody disagrees with that. But what can be declassified, and I salute Donald Trump again, because there are times he's declassified information to show that the material and the nature of these documents is benign. You have any idea how secretive Obama was during his administration? I think he was going to be the most exposed, and I don't mean this in a sense of walking around naked, but he was going to be the most exposed president. Everybody, he was indeed the most careful president ever not to let anything out, consult with anyone he didn't have to, and show disdain for Congress and the American people. We got John Brennan, James Clapper, Comey, I hope Loretta Lynch. It's not going to get to Hillary to go to jail or Obama. It's just, you know, if you're like me and you dream about this at night, it's not going to happen. But if we can take this organization and destroy it without cutting off the heads of its two leaders, that this could break the organization apart just like it has with ISIS. Oh, by the way, what do you think of that junior varsity, Barack Obama? The Syrians finally cleaned out the last nest of them in Damascus. But Obama's comment, and I'll never forget it, is we're working on keeping them contained. I know I go through these rants and raves every day, but it's so obvious. I mean, do you realize, by and large, Trump has defeated ISIS? How much of this do you see in the paper where they say President Trump kept one of his campaign promises and overcame one of the biggest obstacles facing the American people in the world by defeating and annihilating ISIS? Yeah, you might as well wait till you're in a rocking chair. You're never going to hear that. I was in an antique consignment store yesterday. I sat in this $28, I wasn't buying it, $28 rocking chair. Oh, I loved it. I couldn't get up. Then I found out it was for young mothers who were breastfeeding. That's what I did.
During Mental Health Month this May, the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs is encouraging everyone to create a positive conversation about mental health so that people are more willing to reach out and get the care they need to live a healthier and happier life. VA Director of Innovation and Collaboration for the Office of Mental Health and Suicide Prevention, Dr. Wendy Tenhula.
Mental Health Month is an opportunity for us to educate everyone about mental health conditions and about treatments that are available. It's important for people to know that there are different treatment options available, that they really can help, and that they can lead to significant improvements in people's quality of life. For the month of May, VA has launched a campaign, Mental Health Means a Stronger You, to focus on that connection between reaching out for support and the positive outcomes that can result from that. Together, we can change the conversation and change how people view and respond to mental health conditions, not just for veterans, but for our entire country.
Visit MakeTheConnection.net to learn more.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate limescale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to Money Matters Boston, 1120 AM WBNW.
This is Jim Woolsey, former Director of Central Intelligence, and I'm glad you're listening along with me and Stu Taylor.
In the early morning rain, with a dollar in my hand.
All right, we return for a segment that I think everybody should listen to this segment. I'm not going to ask a distinguished guest for whom the book is for, because if you're out there, it's probably not for those who are retired. But then again, they have families and they can give great advice. And I am telling you, this book is just right on when it comes to this topic we're going to have here this morning is right on. Excuse me. Joining us, so used to interviewing authors. Joining us is, and Vicki Oliver is a very talented author. She's been on this show before. She is a leading career development expert and the multi-best-selling author of 5 books, including 301 Smart Answers to Tough Interview Questions. She's a sought-after speaker and seminar presenter and a popular media source, having made a ton of experiences in broadcast, print, online subjects, etc. I want to give you her website. I think I have this right. It's pretty tricky. VickyOliver.com. V-I-C-K-Y Oliver.com. I don't know why people come up with complicated websites or emails. But Vicki, it's so nice to have you on again. And the subject is going to be all these flags to watch when interviewing job candidates. So for employers, before I introduce you, for employers out there who think, oh, this is great, it is. It's also really smart for people who are going to be in the job market, looking for jobs, knowing for what employers are looking for. Vicki, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me back again on your show. I really appreciate it.
Well, I really appreciate having you because a lot of this information, and you put it in a form that makes it clear, paints the picture. You'd think a lot of people would know, but it amazes me how much people don't know in simple things like, how do I prepare for an interview? I'm talking about the people going in. I'm not talking about the people analyzing the interviewees. But let's take it on the basis of the article about interviewing and what could be a killer in an interview. One little thing, and I spot that. Perhaps I'm too specific when I listen to people and I say, oh, boy, he did this or she did that. Like someone, this doesn't have anything directly to do with it. But someone at a function that I was at bragging about how he double-charged clients for a business trip. And you know what my response was to myself? I don't want anything to do with them.
Absolutely. See, that was a big red flag.
A big red flag. And to me, I mean, it's flat-out stupid. So
right.
The book is written for, I think, everyone, but specifically employees. You want to give us an overview of it?
Sure. So my book is written actually for job hunters, and it just tells you absolutely everything. Everything you're going to hear, all the questions you might hear, what to do, what not to do. It tells you everything. It's kind of like a Bible on job interviewing. But the article that I wrote is taking it from the other side, which is like if you're hiring somebody and they walk in late, for 10 minutes late to a job interview, well, that's a red flag. But the truth is that these red flags work both ways. It doesn't matter whether you are a hiring manager or a job candidate. If you are a job candidate, you should never, ever, ever be late. I mean, even 1 minute late is a red flag.
Hallelujah. I used to go out with my father in business trips when he was in business, and I learned so much. And I said, Dad, we're an hour early. He said, we've got to be early. I said, he doesn't open for an hour.
Right.
And I've got that same craziness.
Right.
And then I think of all the flaws that people commit when they go to interviews. I want to use an example because I think this is a great one.
So you have to get there early.
Got to get there early. You know, when I used to, well, I'd rather talk about this because this is about chatting too much. You know, there's an old saying. My father said, once you make the sale, get out.
Right.
You know, just get out of there. I watch Shark Tank. I've had several of the sharks on my shows, and I watch Shark Tank, and I watch the people who come on with great products, and I sit there thinking, you idiot, shut up. They've made the deal. They've got the offer, and they keep going on because they can't sense that somebody will say or thinking, this is the one offer I'm giving you, either accept it or don't, and then they go on. Or after they made the deal, they keep talking and talking. What would your response? My response would be, I don't like this. This is an indication of the person I'm working with, which is just as important as the product or the service he or she is trying to sell.
Right. I love that. Once you've made the sale, leave. I think that is really excellent, superb, timeless advice. Once you've made the sale in a job interview, you should be getting up, shaking their hand, taking their business card, and scooting out. Because you don't want the person to change their mind. The problem with being chatty is that you look like an office gossip in the making. You know, the chatty interviewee will become the office gossip.
Yeah, absolutely right. It's so important to look at the perspective. I always think when I'm engaging with someone, what does he think? What does she think? I try to create of course, I'm not out interviewing for jobs, but basic things amaze me. I said this before you went on. I mean, I don't care. You can do whatever you want in your own personal time. But if you go for an interview and you dress like a slob, you're unkempt, you can't present yourself, you don't talk forcefully, you don't have any information on the company when you go in. I mean, to me, that's a dead duck.
Mentioned several different red flags. I mean, what is inappropriate attire? You know, it depends on the company where you're interviewing, and you should know what the appropriate attire is. You should go on their website, look at how their employees are dressed, and then show up, I always say, looking 25% more polished than you would need to be if you were already working there. So if everyone is wearing kind of casual slacks and they have a sort of a casual mode, wear a jacket, you know. Try to look like you would look if you were dining with a client that night, you know. Try to move it up a notch. Show that you belong by being professional, a little more professional than you would need to be if you were actually working there.
Right. It's better to overimpress someone Then take a chance and come in the wrong way. I can remember going to New York to a Frank Sinatra. I was involved with someone who was going to put on a production, and he said, you got to wear a tuxedo. You got to wear a tuxedo. So I wore the tuxedo, and I was overdressed. And when I got there, he never gets embarrassed. He got embarrassed. I asked for a flashlight, and I was showing people to their seats. I said, you told us to come in tuxedos, so here you go. Here's the penalty. Start seating people.
Right.
But, know the environment you're getting into before you get into that environment. Now, I don't have the greatest posture in the world, but I can tell you when I do professional speaking, when I go out, I'm just lazy. I always make sure that my posture is as perfect as I can make it, because these little things are tip-offs when you come in and you don't speak with certainty and veracity. And I know I'm throwing in a lot of things, but we only have another minute or two. And I love to show potential, I call them clients or people I'm looking for a job from, that I know about what they're doing.
Right.
And I ask questions. I would come in prepared for questions.
Right. And it's also, while we're on that topic, it's the type of questions that you ask. I mean, there are generic questions, which are things like, how is morale here? But the thing is, you should know how morale is at the company because you should have done your homework on the place. So if they've had layoffs in the last 2 years, you already know that when you walk in. You know, if there's a new team in place, you know that. So the questions that you ask have to go a little deeper. They have to show that you've done your homework and you still have curiosity because you want to work there.
And, if you're qualified, you say it in your article, and you mess up by forgetting to adhere to these bits of advice that Vicky is giving, you won't, you're not likely to get the job. Right. I'm particularly, and I'm not saying that I could be a professor of communication or English in any college, but and when I'm out with friends, hey, you know, I can get a little sloppy, but I'm just so keyed in on using the English language effectively. If I'm looking for someone for a job, I don't want to hear things that, you know, you point out. I'm aware of the things you talk about, saying good instead of well. All these little substitutions in terms would in using slang at a situation that doesn't show that you have the articulation abilities or the level of sophistication. And if I'm looking for someone like that, that's part of what I want.
Right. I mean, another way to look at it is, it has to be you.
Got about 15 seconds, I'm sorry. Go ahead, I get carried away. 15 seconds. Vicki?
Yes.
Oh, finish up.
Okay.
One quick statement.
It has to be you at your best. You at your best.
You got it. And that was, you wrapped that one up quickly. Check out the article. You can go to VickiOliver.com, correct?
Yes.
All right, thank you.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep fast, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-480-1941 and use promo code STEW. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. 800-480-1941 and use promo code STEW. Don't delay. Order now.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve solve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Biz Talk Radio. Real life stories of the legal exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
This is Tony Blankley, the Washington Times columnist. Listen to Stu Taylor, the smartest voice in Boston.
All right, almost a little late there. I love chatting during these breaks with my friend. I put friend first and producer second. Always like to, I can't say it every day or nobody will listen to the show. What a great job Matt does. It's just, I never have an issue. I never have a problem. But what happens, the problem I have is we get talking during the breaks.
That really is our main problem.
Yeah, and it's generally so enjoyable for me. I he'll say, you know, we're back. The music is playing. Anyway, it's a compliment to Matt and not meant as a snub to the audience, because I am back and I'm able to shift gears immediately. Why am I apologizing? I came back on time. I shouldn't be apologizing. So during the course of the conversation earlier on, I was talking about the comparisons to Watergate. And there are none. I'm going to say it again. I was pretty well versed in Watergate, and I've interviewed a lot. I've interviewed, by the way, Matt, I've interviewed John Dean. I've interviewed General Haig. I've interviewed many people who were involved in the Watergate scandal, and some of them who went to prison. So wow. Way back when I was pretty much attuned to it, and I don't think anybody can come away with the inescapable conclusion that Nixon was a fool, but it's nothing. It is nothing like we see today. I think the two greatest misconceptions today, and you go back when people weren't around then, the comparison of Watergate, though this could be another, this scandal that's going on is the biggest scandal in political history. It's 1,000 times bigger than Watergate. But you won't hear the left say that. Hey, look at Nixon. And Nixon was not a nice guy. He wasn't. And the other thing that bugs me more than anything, if people say, what are the two events that you've seen politically that disturb you more than anything? The other one is nuclear weapons, chemical weapons available by Saddam Hussein. Everybody had the intelligence. Just about everybody agreed. Hillary Clinton, Ted Kennedy, John Kerry. Kerry. Good grief. The dumb ball of them all. And they all agreed on it. And therefore, they all supported the invasion of Iraq. Now, to this very day, I know in my heart, and I know with people I have spoken with, people with whom I have spoken, and I know from what I've read and seen, and I've seen it in photos, with what nuclear weapons being put in trucks and taken out of Iraq, I think into Syria at the time. And now they deny this vehemently that they ever supported it. Vehemently, because it's, of course, it was a Republican idea. Now, George W. Bush wasn't wrong. I don't know why I'm talking about this, but it's so enraging. George W. Bush was not a great president. He's a nice guy personally. He's a very considerate guy. But you have to separate whether you like the person or the policy. And after the fact, I've learned so much about George Bush being a third world globalist that I really don't have that much respect for him on that level. I think he's a true gentleman and a compassionate person, but so what? And everybody is denying going into Iraq was a good move. Well, let me say, and it won't be for the last time because this just gets me going. Everybody acknowledged at the time that we had the weapons. They still found the mustard gas and other forms of nuclear weapons. They found it. It's been verified. I don't know why even George W. Bush won't come out and defend the position. I defend the position because when you're sending bombs into Israel, when you moved into Kuwait, and you're about to attack Saudi Arabia, that's when you can't sit around. Syria isn't doing that. Iran remains a threat. Who has been that aggressive in going after different countries in the world that do affect the security of the United States because Saddam Hussein hated us? Going in was absolutely the right move. Nobody can tell me it isn't. Getting out was another story. You know, when you talk about having a business plan, you've got to have an exit plan for it. What if this doesn't work? What's my next move? Can't tell you how many people I've met in my life who, this is so exciting, we're going in it, it's going to be great, and they don't know what to do when business fails. I mean, there are some places you get leases on these restaurants, and you're losing hundreds of thousands a year. I'd never own a restaurant, my God. They don't have an exit plan. Bush had no exit plan. No exit plan. Occupying was one way. Rebuilding the country. You can't do that. There are nuts in this country. And I'm not a right wing. Not. They want to go in and rebuild Afghanistan. Well, they might as well rebuild it for the Taliban. It's insanity. So by and large, I don't want interference in any country, no matter what they're doing, that doesn't affect the security of the United States. And Israel certainly does affect the insurance of the United States. And I certainly would be an ally to England. And as much as I'm disturbed with France and Germany, I would be there too. But I stop sending. I have so many people in so many countries, I'm not going to have time to get into this, who have government jobs, etc., who look at the hundreds of millions of dollars coming in of aid. Why can't we spend that money on our own defense? Trump is doing the best he can. Stop sending the damn money. It's corrupt money. It never gets to solve the problems. I'm not hard and tough. I can break it down country by country. It's going to have to give me a week to study up. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. Okay. Pleasure having you on this Monday. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.